A couple of days ago, I had a fun comedy sports match. But to explain what made it fun, I have to remind you of some backstory that I have talked about on this show before, but you may have forgotten.
Your Daily Lex.
Doing improv, either in junior high school or at summer camp. I think summer camp improv probably came first, but I really loved it. Always have. For as long as I can remember. And even at camp, I was really good at it, you know, even as a kid. I remember that there was a counselor talent show, and my buddy Seth and I were CITs. And normally the CITs wouldn't participate in the counselor talent show, but they were like, we need you guys to do an improv thing so people can see how good improv can be. It was great. I still remember our scene vividly. We were in outer space. And lots of candy came up in conversation, of course. Things like Mars bars. You get it. Anyway, Milky Ways. So I did improv for a long time. I moved to LA because I wanted to study improv, which I did at the Groundlings School. And when we came to Jersey, that was basically the end of my improv for a long time. Then I did a random play after many years of living here. And then after that random play, I saw on Facebook, back when I was still there, a fellow castmate or two fellow castmates from the random play I had done were auditioning for an improv group that I had never heard of, not far from me. So I decided, hey, I'll go to that thing. And I went to this improv audition and it was great. I did a good job. I got into this group. It was called Death by Improv. And that one lasted for a long time. It was eventually murdered by the pandemic. And fine. But so while I was in Death by Improv, I met a woman named Rhea, who eventually was bringing comedy sports to New Jersey. And I wasn't familiar with comedy sports at the time. But as I was learning more about it, I heard that one of the things they had was a groaner foul, because they treated comedy like a sport. And the groaner foul is a flag that's thrown if a player makes a pun while on stage. And I was like, well, that's part of my improv shtick. I cannot not make puns when I'm doing improv. And I don't want to get fouls all the time. So I'm not going to audition for comedy sports. Listener, that was a mistake. What I didn't understand then and do understand now is that they love throwing fouls. They want to have flags that happen. So they don't mind if you trigger the groaner foul. They encourage it. Which brings us to this past Saturday. I was in a... playing a game called Genre Replay. You do a straight scene, and then you replay that scene multiple times in other genres that the audience has suggested. And the scene can transform quite a bit. Now, this initial scene was very weird this time. Everybody, all four of us, was doing some version of a Jennifer Coolidge impression, even though she was not a part of the scene. But in that scene, it turned out that I was a doctor named Oscar Mayer. And so the first time I said, and again, this is my strange Jennifer Coolidge impression. I was like, yeah, my patients tell me I'm a real wiener. And that got the flag thrown because it was a wiener winner pun. You get it. And I decided that for each replay, I was going to have I can speak, a new hot dog pun. So one time I was like, well, frankly, this is just how it is. So funny, right? So good. The third time we were doing the scene, it was meant to be a CW drama. So I had made the doctor, I was portraying a smashing hunk. And I was like, yeah, many of my patients check out my buns. And then the final time I entered the scene, I was like, wow, this is a real hot dog problem. I never sausage a thing. So good. Anyway, I was proud to have come up with a new hot dog related pun each time, four times in a row. And then part of the rule of comedy sports is if you commit that foul, you have to apologize to the audience. Or the loyal fans, as we call them. And if they don't accept your apology, your team loses points. So it was time for me to go into the penalty box and apologize. And I said, look, the first one was a mistake, and I do apologize for that. But then it was a replay game, right? My job was to replay the scene, so I had to have a new pun each time. So I don't apologize for the second, third, and fourth. In fact, you're welcome for the second, third, and fourth. And in a true shock to me, the audience accepted my non-apology. Victory was mine. Happy Tuesday, folks.
Lex.